Well, good morning, everybody. What a blessed day we have today. And I was thinking about the fact that it's Good Shepherd Sunday. And in a very special way, I'm thinking about the shepherd that we see in our first reading, the first pope. We see Peter. And Peter, we got to see a bit of his kind of growth in the service of Christ. He started out a doubter and a betrayer, and he didn't know what direction he was going. He didn't know what he was saying. He was kind of just kind of all over the place. And then by the time as the Acts of the Apostles, which is the history book of the Catholic Church, keeps kind of unfolding, we see him grow into a very strong leader. Now, when I was in the fifth grade, I had the most lovely teacher. She was called the Homework Queen. And we all, like, as we were growing up, we were so afraid of fifth grade because Mrs. Powell taught fifth grade. And Mrs. Powell, the homework queen, was from England, and she had a beautiful accent. But she also had some funny turns of phrase. And one of them, she often directed towards us boys. She would say, "Why are you being a bunch of wet noodles?" And I could still hear her saying that. "Michael, why are you being a wet noodle?" And by that she meant, sit up straight, sit still, be confident, raise your hand, don't speak out of turn, be alert, be present. And that's kind of what I think Mrs. Powell meant by being, by when she said, don't be a wet noodle. And Peter started out a wet noodle. But then through this growth, through the conversion, through the action of the Holy Spirit, he becomes a very strong leader. Of course, those lessons of respect and reverence are central to the Scouts. And we're blessed to have Scout Sunday today. And so happy welcome to all of our Scouts who are with us, some of whom are serving today, and those who read today and so forth, but many others as well. I learned these lessons of reverence and respect and how not to be a wet noodle when I was a Cub Scout. And when I was in the Boy Scouts. And these are lessons that I think are important for all of us. And here's why. It's because Jesus is the Good Shepherd. It's Good Shepherd Sunday. Many of us, like when we think about what is our favorite image of Jesus, many people would say it's that image of Jesus with the lamb over his shoulders. And this Christ the Shepherd, very comforting for us. And But here's the reality is that, yeah, we are like the sheep. We're ditzy. Sometimes we run away. We get stuck. We walk off cliffs. We do all of these things that sheep do. They're not the smartest knives in the drawer, you know. And the thing of it is that the sheep, they need somebody to constantly be there to keep them in a fold. Or otherwise they go scattered around and get themselves killed half the time. And we are those sheep. Thank God we have confession. Gets us back in the fold. Thank God we have a shepherd who will chase after us and bring us. But here's the thing is that you and I are baptized into Jesus. We share the life of the Good Shepherd. So we are the sheep, but we're also supposed to be the shepherd. And nobody listens to a wet noodle. Like if we're not strong in our faith, then if we're half-hearted with the whole business, then nobody cares what we have to say, and nobody cares because our hearts aren't sold out for it. We haven't bought the farm, so to speak. We have one foot in the world and one foot partly in God. No, God says all or nothing, into the deep. And when we are fully convicted, beautiful, happy, holy, healthy Christians, Catholics, we are very convincing shepherds, and we're very good shepherds. But nobody listens to a wet noodle. And thanks be to God that we are given this call. Now, I was talking with the fourth graders and the fifth graders yesterday in religion class. Had a few funerals last week, and I was on this thing because I was thinking about, by the way, keep Dan and Dina Weaver in your prayers. You know they lost their 33-year-old son, Derek, and who leaves behind two beautiful children, Logan and Rachel. So we pray for that family in a very special way. Stefano, we lost him too. He passed away on Friday, or last week, and his funeral was Friday. And had another funeral in Indianapolis, but I was thinking about how few people stop their cars when the funeral procession is going the other way. And I think this. I think that we Catholics should be the most respectful people in the world. Because respect means to look again. Re is again spect, to look. A Catholic looks at reality and is present to the present moment, looks below the surface of what is going on. And we are present to the present moment, to the action of grace. And when we are busy about our day and we see a funeral procession going the other way, we think to ourselves, holy smoke, somebody just lost their father or their mother or their father or their husband or their wife. The least we can do is pull over, if possible, stand outside of our car and fold our hands and say a prayer. Respect. Then we were talking about, in the class, we were talking about other things that we could do. And I made a nice little list of things that we were talking about. One of them said, if you see a veteran in the restaurant, you should go up to them and say, thank you for serving our country. That's beautiful. Wherever we see a veteran in uniform, we should do that. Thank you for serving our country. When we see a police officer or a firefighter, thank you for keeping us safe. When we see a priest or a nun in the airport or in wherever we see him, thank you for your vocation. These are signs of beautiful respect. The kids came up with a bunch more that I'm going to put in next week's bulletin. I'll read them real quick. Look people in the eyes. Firm handshakes. Don't interrupt. Wait till your turn. Say please and thank you and I'm sorry. Don't ever litter. Be confident. All of these sorts of things that we know, but we often forget. It's signs of respect and reverence, how not to be a limp noodle or a wet noodle, you know. But then we got to talking about things in church, and I'll put that list in the thing too, in the next week's bulletin, because there were some really good ones. But the reality is that you and I are meant to be respectful. We look into, Cardinal Newman said, dare to see reality as it is. Dare to see things as they are. To see grace working at every moment of every day and to realize that every person that is in front of me, God put there, and that I owe them reverence and respect. And that every situation I owe respect to, what is God doing here? And that is the, like, when we are fully convicted of Christ, we are not limp or wet noodles. We are strong noodles. We are strong. We are just like so beautifully given over to Christ. And the world ought to tell the difference. I always say that when our kids graduate from here, they ought to, and teachers will tell us that I can tell a St. Joe kid from anybody because they're respect. And that should be true for not just our kids, but for all of us. Now, last thing I want to tell you is that it is Good Shepherd Sunday, so the Catholic Church around the world, today is a day of prayer for vocations, and so we want to pray for all of the shepherds of the church, the priests and religious who lead our church, and you know there's one priest for every 2,000 Catholics in the world, or in the United States of America. We certainly need more. I always tell the young men, it's your job to pray about being a priest. And the young women, it's your job to pray about being a religious sister, that there's so much beauty in the, and we got to meet Maggie Verheiley last weekend, which was really nice. But I just wanted to say a prayer for all of our priests. It's this beautiful prayer by St. John Vianney, and then another prayer for our seminarians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests, pray that God may give to his church today many more priests after his own heart. Pray for all priests under your patronage, that they may be worthy representatives of Christ the Good Shepherd. May they wholeheartedly devote themselves to prayer and penance. May they be examples of humility and poverty, shining models of holiness, tireless and powerful preachers of the Word of God, zealous dispensers of God's grace in the sacraments. May their loving devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist and to Mary, his mother, be the twin fountains of fruitfulness for their ministry. May they rescue many souls. And here's a prayer for seminarians. Father, thank you for the generosity of our seminarians, especially Tyler, Jose, and Liam. Safeguard them as they prepare for holy priesthood. Keep all evil from them, so they may become strong Christian men who are faithful to prayer, diligent in their studies, open to spiritual direction, and docile to all aspects of seminary formation. Above all, inflame their hearts with love, so they will be ardent and gentle shepherds for your church. We make this prayer through the great high priest, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.